Hi, this is Bob Williamson. Are you Jesus? Okay, enough with the chastisement for sending the fake news prayer request out. No more letters. I was trying to do something good, but made a mistake by not double-checking the source of the request. I have apologized, and that should be sufficient to any fair-minded person. I wonder if some of the authors of the letters I received ever made a mistake. A lady sent me the following yesterday. A man went to church. He forgot to switch off and his phone rang in the church accidentally during prayer. The pastor scolded him. The worshipers admonished him after prayer for interrupting the silence. His wife kept on lecturing him on his carelessness all the way home. One could see the shame, embarrassment, and humiliation on his face. After all this, he never stepped foot in the church again. And that evening, he went to a bar. He was still nervous and trembling. He spilled his drink on the table by accident. The waiter apologized and gave him a napkin to clean himself. The janitor mopped the floor. The female manager offered him a complimentary drink. She also gave him a huge hug and a peck while saying, "Don't worry, man, who doesn't make mistakes?" He has not stopped going to that bar since then. Lesson. Sometimes our attitudes as believers drive souls away from God. You can make a difference by how you treat people, especially when they make mistakes. After writing Word for the Day 5 times a week for 22 years, I've made some mistakes. I'm in Alaska, and there's a 5-hour time difference from the East Coast. Actually, it's 4 hours. And it is exceedingly difficult to manage to get it written and sent out on time, especially with spotty internet access in some of the cabins and rustic settings I've been in. That's no excuse for my mistake, but when I received that prayer request, I felt time was of the essence, and I was trying to get it out ASAP. And as I mentioned, I could not imagine anyone lying about missionaries being sentenced to death. So I'm not going to waste any more time on this. If you don't want to read Words for the Day or don't trust it because it's not perfect like the Bible, then simply unsubscribe. I'm doing the best I know how, and I'm not going to some bar and give up on life like the guy who accidentally allowed his phone to ring during a prayer. I accept that I'm flawed like every other human on the planet, and that, my friends, is the sum of it. John Wooden said, "If you're not making mistakes, then you're not doing anything." I'm positive that a doer makes mistakes. Well, I'm doing something, and yes, I make mistakes. The only one free from them is Jesus Christ, and I ain't him. Are you? James 3:2, "For we all stumble in many ways. And if anyone does not stumble in what he says, he's a perfect man, able also to bridle his whole body." This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.